You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe in ghosts? Hello, this is Ghost Stories, the podcast. Tyler here with you. I hope you're all doing good. By my recollection, we're only about 2 weeks, give or take, from season 7 launching. So I'm sure there's a lot going on to get that ready. And I say I'm sure there's a lot going on because I've actually pre-recorded this at the same time as recording the previous episode. So hopefully things don't sound too out of date, and I hope you're all holding up well. But this is the final episode of our 4-part wrap-up for season 6 of the podcast. Now, in the last 3 episodes, we've gone over the top 3 most listened to pieces for the last 12 months. But today, we're doing something a little different. Today, we are looking at one of my personal favorites episodes to have produced in the past couple seasons. But before I talk about that, of course, like I said, season 7 coming back in about 2 weeks, so on the 5th of July to Patreon listeners. So if you want to get early access, make sure to jump onto our Patreon page and drop as little as $1 and you'll get access to all of our content there, which is, well, amazing value. And eventually one day, if we get enough patrons to the podcast, we will be going to weekly content. For everyone else, though, the 9th of July is where you'll be able to listen wherever you subscribe. Now, there's 2 things that are particularly exciting about that. Like I said, it's only a couple weeks away, but the main thing is the first episode of season 7 will be our 50th episode we've put out on the podcast. 50. This started off as a university project, and I never thought it would go further than the initial 3 episodes. And to listen actually back and see how it started versus where we are now, it's a completely different thing. It's evolved over the years. Maybe I'll do a special looking at some of the early content to later content. But of course, you don't really need a special. You've got it all at your fingertips. You can listen to anything as you please. So a lot of content there for you to check out. But yeah, let's talk about today's episode. Like I said, it was one of my favorite ones. There's a lot of favorites, but it's one I decided to pick. And it's called A Shave and a Haircut. Yeah, it's a goodie. So stick around after the episode plays, and I'll talk a little bit more about its origin and if it's based in fact or a pure work of fiction.
My old house made weird noises sometimes, like floorboards creaking or knocking sounds coming from upstairs when I'm alone. Admittedly, I've watched enough scary films for my imagination to get the best of me from time to time. But no matter how many times my mind runs away from me, I've never felt like I did on one of my last nights of living there. So this place was actually on the church grounds. It was the old rector's house and the oldest in the area. It had real Tudor beams and only had central heating installed about a year or so before we moved in. I have to say, the unique location and house style was what drew it to me in the first place. Anyway, despite living basically in a graveyard and with church bells chiming loudly every hour, I never felt frightened or haunted, although I imagined that the house had a story or two to tell. My boyfriend often worked late and he had a long commute home. He'd also stay away overnight about one weekend a month with friends. It was a large house, 3 floors, but it always felt like home and I didn't worry about being alone when he was away. Most nights I'd binge-watch Netflix until late, mostly shows I knew my boyfriend hated. I had my TV set up to turn off after a certain amount of inactivity because I'd often fall asleep after about the 11th episode and I didn't want to miss anything. I'd wake up at about 2 a.m. and make my way to bed. There was a red light on my TV when it was switched off, and a green light on the Wi-Fi router next to it. They're about a foot apart from each other. I know that's a weird detail, but this will come up again later on. We were moving somewhere a bit more practical. It was out of the town centre, but more importantly, we were buying our own house. I was a bit sad to leave a house with such character, but we were ready to buy somewhere of our own and be able to decorate and put our own stamp on the place. So this one night I was watching this old British TV show called Hex. They only did 2 seasons, and then I guess it was cancelled since it ended on a bit of a cliffhanger, but there was nothing new since. It was a rewatch, but it was one of my favourites. It featured demons, some supernatural elements, but it was also set in a university where everyone dresses really amazingly, and it was pretty lighthearted. It wasn't really scary, and not the kind of thing to give me bad dreams, so I was happy to watch it late at night when alone. And as predicted, of course, while watching, I fell asleep. When I woke up, it was just gone 3 a.m. The TV had turned off and the red light was shining. I stood up and I shook the blanket off myself, and then I turned to face the sofa and loosely folded the blanket over the arm of the couch. That's when I heard and felt this kind of whoosh of air behind me. I didn't really have time to process it, but my head jerked up straight away and I was face to face with this family photo I had on the wall. The glass on the front of the frame meant that I could see a reflection of everything behind me, but as it was dark, that really just meant the lights on the TV and the Wi-Fi router. I noticed the first router light went black, and then the TV red light a split second after, but not together. Just like if someone walked in front of them. I hit the light switch in front of me instantly. It was some kind of a reflex, and thank God I just went ahead and did that instead of freaking out on the spot. The room lit up and I whipped around whilst backing round to the door. There was nothing there, of course, and both lights were on as they should be. I turned the light back off and I closed the front room door and I cautiously walked up the stairs back to my bedroom. I tried to play it off in my mind as nothing, but the sound that I had heard combined with what I was sure was somebody moving behind me was a little bit too much to handle. I lay down, but I couldn't sleep easily that night. I locked my bedroom door and I kept waking up noticing every sound in the house, particularly in the front room, which was directly below the room that I was in. At one point, when I woke up, I reached over to grab my drink. It was just like a plastic bottle with a sports cap to prevent potential spills. Which was fortunate, as while reaching over, I accidentally knocked the bottle off the bedside table, so there was a loud thud on the floor. Just before I could lean out of bed, I heard this peculiar thud on my floor, which sounded like it came from a knock on the ceiling in the room below. It was almost like a reply to the noise of my bottle dropping on the floor. I froze with fear. My mind started to run wild. After a second or so, I came to the conclusion it was probably nothing. In fact, I'll prove it to myself by reaching down and giving the floor a knock with my hand. There is nothing down there to reply. So I slowly reached down, shaken slightly in nervousness despite the ridiculousness of the situation. I banged the floor and paused. No reply. See, it's nothing. So I grabbed the bottle and lifted it up. As the cap touched my lips, I nearly choked on my drink, jumping out of my skin as a bang from the floor. Terrified, I froze once again. I tried to compose myself, knowing that the only thing that was holding me together was the fact that my bedroom door had a lock, which means it couldn't be opened by anybody from the other side. After what felt like an eternity of thinking, it came to me. Of course, the house is age. There's clearly something loose in the floor that I'm dislodging, and that's what causes a reply sound. All it'll take is a knock with some rhythm, and that'll prove that there's nothing there. I was about to smile to myself, thinking how silly I'd been. It was a long time ago, but when I start to doubt my own memory, I don't think about what I saw and heard, but what I felt. To this day, all it takes is that rhythm to be knocked on my door, for my stomach to drop and my heart to miss a beat.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoyed producing it. A shave and a haircut. One of my favorites in the past few years. Not necessarily the best overall, but I think, or necessarily one of the most popular, but I think it's one I really enjoyed making. Now, before I talk specifically about its origins, I think I'm going to have to reveal if it's based in fact or a pure work of fiction. A shave and a haircut is in fact a pure work of fiction. So this story, and the reason I want to reveal it first, is where I got it from. It was actually written by my wife. She wrote that story. She does like to write the odd story for me. Sometimes it's hard to pin her down and get her the time between work and the fact we have kids and whatnot. But yeah, she wrote this for me, and it was a bit of a collaboration because I helped with it too. But I was really grateful she's able to pull it together. And this idea about the someone living in a house, and the knocks as well. So like the shave and a haircut, it is actually in the associate, you know, the response. It's a saying, shave and a haircut, two bits. It's a call and response couplet, like musically. And something that I'm sure everyone will have heard of. There's a lot of people that I knock on doors like that all the time. And I think the idea of the almost like a poltergeist, you know, that responds to you, especially through knock, you know, it's like, and then you don't hear anything, and all of a sudden, you know, it comes through. That could be quite a spooky thing. And I think having that kind of story based around that idea is a really cool concept. And one actually you've probably seen all over. I think a lot of stories do that, and it kind of harks back to things like I don't know if our American listeners had the show, but here we had something called, I think it was Most Haunted or something like that, and the validity of it I'm not sure, to be honest, but they would do stuff like, you know, if you're here, give a knock and stuff like that, and you'd hear people losing their minds because there was a knock and whatnot. Sometimes things come through a bit more rhythmically than others, though, and the idea to a ghost responding or some kind of something responding an actual rhythm in time to exactly what you're doing. When you look at the chances of that happening completely randomly, it's unlikely, and that kind of ramps up that fear factor massively. So that's one of the things I think is really interesting about it. I think that's one of the things that makes it really interesting. And finally, I won't talk too much, because I realized in the last episode I talked for about 10 minutes about the production side of things. One thing that was a little different, so obviously it was cool to work with my wife and work on a story that she wrote. But also, something I don't do too often, I try to use sparingly, is the addition of actual sound effects in the story. So obviously for the knock, it was necessary for this one really to to add that in, I feel. In other episodes, like if you've listened to all of our previous content, and if you haven't checked these out, there's like The Zoo, which uses the ringtone, for example, of a phone. Sometimes adding those effects are necessary to kind of build on the storytelling. However, for our podcast, I very much like to rely on the actual words themselves and the backing tracks to kind of build that tension and suspense. I think for me, sound effects are easy to get wrong, essentially, you know, and the last thing you want is something to sound a bit cheesy or give someone the wrong impression. So I think used sparingly, especially given the nature of the podcast, is a lot more important. You know, one thing I juggled around early on was creating episodes that were complete soundscapes of everything here in the background, almost like The Archers, for example, if you know that. So that's a radio soap where you'd hear the sound of like people walking if they're outside, and you have the ambience, you know, someone's in a car, you hear the door slam. And that's something I juggled around early on, but I think for us, Ghost Stories Podcast, we almost want it to be almost like someone sitting around the campfire telling a story. And if it really is necessary and adds to the story, we'll add in those sound effects. Otherwise, we don't want to rely on them too heavily. But yeah, so that's it. And that's all for season 6. Finally, we wrapped it up. It was a bit of a rocky one. You know, had a pandemic kick off in the middle of everything. A new child coming along. A house move. So I had all these things fighting through to try and get content out. I realized there's times where I took a few weeks off, a few months off. But we got there in the end, and I'm glad we have. And this is actually episode 49 of the podcast as well. So next one you hear will be the 50th, and I can't wait to bring it to you. And actual fact is, well, we're so close now to 1 million listens on this podcast. 1 million! That's colossal, and I couldn't have done it without any of you. So thank you so much. You know, that's ultimately it. And your support just by sitting here listening is perfect. But if you want to go that extra mile, obviously you can click subscribe if you haven't, leave a review if you haven't. Go out and tell people about the podcast if you like it. Word of mouth is really what gets us a lot of our listeners. And if you want to go that extra mile, and that's enough already, but and really kind of step into getting extra content and early content, because we're working on all of that. Well, I'll be working on that after this. Like I said, this is a pre-record. Jump onto our Patreon page, search for us, Ghost Stories the Podcast. And for as little as $1 a month, you'll get content early, and we're going to put some extra stuff out as well. So it's a great way to support the podcast. And we're aiming for a certain point where once we hit it, we'll actually be putting out content weekly, which is my dream. I'd love to do it more often. I'd love to make it my full-time job. This isn't my day job yet, so who knows? Maybe one day. Anything else? There's been a lot to talk about, and it's been busy, but I think that's it for me. So I'm going to leave it at that. We'll see you in season 7. So 5th of July for Patreon listeners and the 9th of July everywhere else. So you all take care. And until then, don't stop asking. Do you believe in ghosts?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.